But them old ox drivers can, oh, they can go right down through a bunch of timber with them. I've seen them do that.
Just talk to them, huh? My goodness.
Yeah, they can go right. Well, I've seen them logging with them right up here above Stonewall when this country's settling up. And they're clearing that country out up there on Buck Creek and had a big sawmill up there, and that old man was hauling logs with them. And he'd just work them right down through them bottoms there. Mm. Wouldn't have a bit of trouble.
I guess that's a sight to see.
Yeah.
Man talking to his oxen.
A yoke's what it is. Them two of them would be called they call them yokes. Uh-huh. Oxen yoke, that's two heads.
If you wanted somebody to take these horses and put the collars on them and then get the rest of the stuff on them, then attach them to the wagon tongue, what would you tell him to do?
Well, you'd tell him to harness up a team.
Uh-huh.
And put them to the wagon.
Uh-huh. How far have you driven a wagon in one day?
In one day?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, I've down here, I've left here pretty early in the morning, going back east. You go down in about, well, let's see, Stringtown and Daisy. Go over there about Daisy from here. Get an early start. That'd be about 20, well, you about 25 or 30 miles, something like that. It's about all you ought to drive a team, but you can drive them further than that.
Mm-hmm.
30 or 35 miles would be a pretty good day to drive.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's hard on the horse and
yes,
hard on the bottom.
Of course, you can crowd them and get more than that if you don't knock them out, but liable to get to crowding them too much and get them kind of worried, you see, and knocked mm-hmm. out.
On a wagon, what do you call the steel part on the outside of the wheel?
You call that a tar.
Uh-huh.
Wagon tar.
And inside that, the wooden part?
Well, the wooden part, one of it's a wagon, the wheel, the rim, that's seeing, and the spokes, and the hub.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what you, that wooden part, a wagon rim, that's where that, the tar comes on top of the wood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me show you right here. You want some of this water?
Oh, no, thank you.
There's plenty here, sure.
Oh, I drank so much water this morning, I thought I was going to float away. Water and pop. What did you do with the wagon wheel when the hub started to squeak?
You mean when that tar is going to run off?
No, when you get a squeak down in the hub, between the hub and the axle.
You mean when you hit it goes creaking?
Yeah.
Put the axle grease on it.
How'd you do this?
How would we take the tap off?
That's
take
right.
It off that, oh, that spindle. Take and just pull the wheel back about like that. Mm-hmm. And take a paddle and get in this grease and put it on the spindle and put the wheel back on it,
uh-huh.
Put the tap on there, and it'd be all right.
Just grease it up, huh?
Yeah.
Was this anybody's job special, or?
Well, whoever'd be driving the wagon,
how,
I mean the team,
uh-huh.
Be their job.
How often did you have to do this?